Hi, I'm Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager, and we're happy you've joined us for Opening the Peaceful Heart Call for Love. We welcome you to this safe space where all people who want to heal the wounds in the world can collectively engage with the intention of spreading peace and love. Today we explore the importance of grounding ourselves in order to look deeper, to look beyond the surface at the complexity that is a level beyond our initial perception. This meditation is called Seeing Beyond. It takes us on a journey from the peaceful grounding of the earth into the expansive creativity of the star-filled universe. We firmly believe that what we think, we create, and when we take the time to ground ourselves, we allow ourselves to more deeply perceive what Spirit is calling us to do. We will be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get us started in just a moment, opening our circle and leading us through the guided meditation, which will include a few minutes of silence. She will then close the circle. By the end of the day, Monday, we'll send you a link for the call recording with information about the next call on Sunday, June 4th, and hope that you can join us then. And here's Karen.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle, creating a sacred, protected space for us to focus our intention today. When we do that, when we create a sacred space, a healing space, it transcends the limits of time and space. What that means is that no matter when you're joining us, you're listening live or you're listening on the recording, we're all right here together. And no matter what's happening in your life, you can come back to the support and the energy of this sacred space whenever you choose to be consciously present here. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts and a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present, here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle. And let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. And as you're coming into a place of physical balance, physical centeredness, feel the weight of your body coming down into your chair, coming down through your legs, through your feet, and that weight brings you into the floor. Imagine the roots of your being coiling down through the boards into the earth, pushing through the soil, wrapping around rocks, creating your solid foundation. Draw the nourishment of the soil and the groundwater up into you, firmly planting yourself in the earth's goodness. Feel the nurturing earth energy flowing up your legs, up into your belly, your chest, your throat, and into your head. Then bring that energy back down through your body and into your roots in the ground, and then back up again, creating a vibrant circuit running up and down. There is so much energy within you now, tingling, vibrating, revitalizing you. Create an opening at the top of your head, your crown chakra, and send that energy up through the ceiling, up to the bright blue sky, up through the white clouds, into the darkness of space. Here you harness the vibrancy of the stars, feeling their creative energy mixing with the grounded earth energy you bring. Let's stay here for a while. Notice how the stars form their constellations. Which grouping do you see first? Maybe one of the Dippers or Orion's Belt? The idea of space, so expansive and endless, can be overwhelming, but your mind is comforted by the familiar pictures it creates. If you've been fortunate enough to look at the stars in a place far from the city lights, you know there is so much more that we don't usually see. Take one of those constellations, one of those pictures you identified to yourself, and look just a little deeper. Do you see a tiny star next to the larger one? How many are in that little cluster you just noticed? Take a few minutes to look deeper into the carpet of stars sprinkled through space, while remembering that you are still grounded deep within the earth. Is there something in your life right now that's like that little cluster of stars? A situation, a relationship, an issue that you need clarity or a new focus on? Sit with it now. Find the patterns. Look beyond. And look for the light. Let's take 3 minutes in silence. Bring this new awareness and this creative star energy back with you from space, back through the clouds, the sky, into your head, your body, down into your grounded roots. Give thanks for the universe that contains you while also offering an expanding view for your creativity. Consider how it felt to look past the surface, past the pictures your mind organizes to make sense of everything. Did looking beyond fill you with wonder and awe, or did it make you a little anxious that so much was there you didn't see before? How can you bring this awareness into your daily life from a place of grounding? If you were filled with wonder and awe, perhaps it's just by paying a bit more attention, not only to the beauty you're missing, but to the pain you can perhaps take action to heal in yourself or someone else. If you became a bit anxious, what did you see that made you feel overwhelmed? Did it help to remember that you were grounded? When we float away into our heads without being grounded, we often get overwhelmed or anxious, forgetting that we can always sink our roots deep into the soil of Earth's energy, using it to create balance. If you brought wonder and awe to your experience, do you sometimes feel disappointed when things are not as awesome as you expect them to be? Do you sometimes turn away from difficulties because it's too painful to look at them and move through them? Over the next month, take a few minutes every day to ground yourself. When you're faced with something difficult, sit with it long enough to see exactly what's there, and then to see more. Look for the patterns, for the spark of light that often hides just out of sight. And giving thanks for what we've received, we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. Thank you to Kathy, who writes the meditations for this group each month. You'll receive an email with a link to the recording sometime tomorrow. And you can always access recordings at openpeacefulheart.com. If you want to share feedback or comments, you can reach me, Karen, at karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the emails we send and it'll get to us. Next month's call will be on Sunday, June 4th. Same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during this 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. I truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, thank you for being here. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.